Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to my transformation. I am sharing readings that help me awaken my truth. My prayer is that you will find some benefit for your own personal growth and transformation. Hello, and thank you again for listening to my transformation. This is reading number 12, to become all things to all men. The inner life is a birth of the soul, and with this new birth, there comes the assurance of everlasting life. The principle of the one who experiences the inner life is to become all things to all men throughout his life. In every situation, in every capacity, he answers the demand of the moment. In all capacities, the one who lives the inner life has to act outwardly as he ought in order to fit the occasion. He must act according to the circumstances, and he must speak to everyone in his own language, standing upon the same level and yet realizing the inner life. Therefore, the one who realizes the inner life is a mystery to all. No one can fathom the depth of that person except that he promises sincerity. He emits love. He commands trust. He spreads goodness. And he gives an impression of God and the truth. For the man who has realized the inner life, every act is his meditation. He may know things and yet may not speak. If he were to speak of his experiences, it would confuse many minds. The inner life is seeing all things and yet not seeing them, feeling all things and not expressing them, for they cannot be fully expressed. Understanding all things and not explaining. The exact meaning of the inner life is to live in the body, to live in the heart, and to live in the soul. The body becomes his tool, for he lives in his heart. Later, he passes on and lives in his soul. He experiences life independent of his body. And that is called the inner life. There is no fear of death, because death comes to the body, not to his inner being. He realized life is in his heart and in his soul, and he looks upon his body as a coat. The inner life does not necessitate man's adopting a certain way of living or living an ascetic or a religious life. Whatever his outer occupation may be, it does not matter. The man who lives the inner life lives it through all. There is no distinct outward appearance that can prove a person to be living the inner life, except one thing. When the soul begins to realize the life above and beyond this life, it begins to show. And although the man who realizes this may refrain from purposely showing it, yet from his expression, his movement, his glance, his voice, from every action and from every attitude, the wise can grasp and the others can feel that he is conscious of some mystery. The inner life is the birth of the soul. Christ said, unless the soul is born again, it cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, the realization of the inner life is entering the kingdom of heaven, and this consciousness, when it comes to the human being, shows itself as a new birth, and with this new birth, there comes the assurance of everlasting life. This concludes our reading for today. Thank you again for listening to my transformation, and may God continue to show you you. Have a blessed day.